Grace and peace I bring to you from God, our heavenly Creator, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words. We are entering a season of hospitality in our gospel lessons over the next few weeks. This time of green and growing space, this invitation to look at maybe what we don't know or what we might want to bone up a bit on. And hospitality is the invitation for our lessons moving forward. And it may not feel that way. I mean, we talked about circumcision, which is always a super exciting topic and one that makes everybody really happy. We talked about the chosen siblings through Isaiah, as mentioned in the name Jerusalem, those specifically called for the work. We talked about how God was going to shine through Israel, the manifestation of God's love on earth. We heard Paul's words to Galatia as though there may have been a problem there. You know, certainly something that calls attention to one of the greatest apostles that we still look at, listen to, and read about in our 21st century parlance of church. And we hear the words and themes of hospitality. The invitation to preach the word, the good news, and when necessary, use words. Now Jesus is sending these 72 out into the world, and he likens this as though we will send sheep two by two into a world of wolves. And I wonder how that strikes us today in this space and time. And the peace that Jesus offers these 72 specifically called to go out and share the hospitality of God is more akin to shalom, and not necessarily our English understanding of peace, the opposite or absence of war. For you see, shalom, that peace, that Hebrew term and invitation, has more to do with creation and wholeness and healing and a journey together, as opposed to just simply the absence of conflict. And I think that we have all been on this earth to know that peace can include conflict. For it is through conflict that we grow, that we identify those places and spaces where hospitality might not yet be the first thing that we experience. And so the shalom, the sense of healing, of wholeness, of creation, is what is being offered to these people, these wolves, if you will, for these 72 that will go out and labor on behalf of Jesus, going first where Jesus intends to go. And I wonder then, what does it look like to offer peace, wholeness, creation, and healing in an anticipation of conflict? For Jesus offers that there will be conflict, right? Like, this isn't just something that you're going to go out and it'll just be easy. Like, oh, peace be with you. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for the peace. I am now completely and marvelously tied to you and all of the words that you will speak next. Anybody experience that? You just say, peace be with you, and then everything's great? Nobody? That's so weird. And so Jesus offers that if a peaceful person is there, somebody who is present in that house, who is peaceful, who is also willing to experience wholeness and creation and healing, that peace will rest upon them. That wish, that hospitality, that desire will rest upon them. And if not, worry not, siblings. You get the peace back. It will come back to you. And so then we eat and we drink everything that is offered before us. We fellowship. We live together in that space. And we preach the gospel. And when necessary, we use words. For you see, hospitality is not about counting the number of circumcisions that you can claim in your lifetime. Now, understanding that probably none of you have ever had to have a conversation about a circumcision unless you gave birth to or had in your very close proximity an infant boy, we might understand that invitation to recognize that we are not to count the number of baptisms that happen at our font in an effort to understand the efficacy, purpose, and love that God invites us into. It is not a numbers game. It's not a game at all. It's an invitation to hospitality. To recognize that you, that we together have gifts and strengths and wonders that God has given us to share with those on the outside. And when we share those, when we offer an opportunity for our siblings, for our neighbors to experience creation, to experience wholeness, to experience healing, whatever they do with that afterwards is completely between them and God. And whether they show up to church the next day or come to church within the next year, it doesn't matter. And I find a lot of freedom in that. A lot of liberty to move about our world and simply express the love that God invites us into at the font and at the table every day, always, through every word, spoken and unspoken. Preach the gospel always. And when necessary, use words. Our actions, how we treat one another, how we invite one another to experience peace, wholeness, creation, and healing, says far more about us than the number who gather with us on a Sunday morning. Says far more about us than the number of people that come to that font to receive God's gift of community, of hospitality, of love. And so as we move through this theme of hospitality, this wonder and recognition of what it is to be together in this space, and take the love that God reminds us about on this day out through those doors, remember to live and preach the good news, the gospel, the love of God. And when necessary, only when necessary, dear siblings, use words. Amen.